What would our lives be like without dumb ideas? Boring. Over the years, I've acquired a wide variety of ridiculous stories where someone clearly wasn't thinking. This particular story happens to take place 9 years ago when my older sister, Carrie, was babysitting my siblings, my cousins, and myself, a total of six. My parents and their parents were all at work and trusted Carrie with our lives that day. Everything, for the most part, ran smoothly, until we heard a thud from upstairs. Carrie, my younger cousin Allie, and I were downstairs when my older brother Andy, who was the ringleader of the boys, thundered downstairs and grimly reported, Dan's hurt. Dan was the same age as me and the most likely to comply with all their dangerous stunts. After hearing this, Carrie's eyes iced over, and she sprang into action. She flew up the stairs with Andy, me, then Allie trailing behind. We entered the boys' lair and were greeted by a mess. A sea of pillows covered the floor, Dan lies shirtless, and my cousin Mike and brother Joe just stared. Carrie's mouth fell agape, and Andy explained the situation. They had been playing Superman, a game where you jump off the top bunk bed into a pile of pillows laying on the floor. Dan had simply taken it up a notch by tying his shirt into a cape around his neck. Andy then told us that Dan had jumped off and hurt his back. When Carrie asked Dan to get up, he repeated, "I can't move. I can't move." After plenty of deliberation between Carrie and Andy, Carrie called our neighbor Gail, who was a nurse, for assistance. Gail came over, Carrie explained, and Dan still did not move. Then the ambulance was called. The ambulance arrived, and two thick men carried a stretcher up our stairs. We all waited in the hallway while they talked to Dan and tried to figure out what happened. Dan continuously told them, "I can't move." We must have been an interesting sight for those men. Five kids lined the hallway looking on forlornly, and they probably never carried a 7-year-old boy who was only wearing basketball shorts and a cape away in a stretcher before. Our neighbor rode in the ambulance with Dan, having only met him 30 minutes prior. Carrie called our parents as we speculated what would happen to Dan. The rest of us sat anxiously and quietly waited for any news of Dan's condition. The worst ran through our minds. Ribs broken, spine fractured, paralyzed from the neck down. We had no idea. A long while later, we heard the garage door open, which was definitely our mom. We looked around, dreading the news that was about to come. Our mom's footsteps climbed up the stairs for what seemed like eternity. I remember thinking, "She's going to be so mad, she's going to be so mad." For a moment, I forgot about Dan and started crying, simply because I was terrified of our mom's wrath. Once she emerged from the basement, to our dismay, she smiled at us and laughed. Horrified, we stared at her, waiting for an explanation. She first told us Dan was fine, and then proceeded to recount her side of the story. Unbeknownst to us, our mom had been driving home when the ambulance passed her at the corner of our neighborhood. Gail had told the paramedics to stop the ambulance so she could get out and trade spots with our mom. So now our mom was riding with Dan, and our neighbor returned home. The paramedics told my mom that Dan was unable to move, and our mom sympathetically asked Dan, "You can't move?" Then Dan promptly told her, "I can move." The paramedics then leaned in and said, "What? Can you even sit up?" Dan nodded surely and said, "Yep," as he sat up in the ambulance. Flustered, they asked, "Why didn't you tell us this earlier?" He responded timidly, "Andy told me not to move. He thought I hurt my back and would only make it worse if I moved." They were relieved that nothing seemed to be wrong with him, but they still went to the hospital to double check. Dan came out of the whole ordeal with only a bruise on his back, and Andy defensively justified his actions, explaining that if Dan had broken his back, it was better for him to lie still. And Superman, the game that started it all, was banned from our house. Maybe they should have checked out Dan's head while they were there, too.